بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. وعن زيد بن حبيش قال: أتيت صفوان بن عسال رضي الله تعالى عنه أسأله عن المسح على الخفين، فقال: ما جاء بك يا زير؟ فقلت: ابتغاء العلم. فقال: إن الملائكة تضع أجنحتها لطالب العلم رضا بما يطلب. فقلت: إنه قد حك في صدري المسح على الخفين بعد الغائط والبول، وكنت امرأ من أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، فجئت أسألك هل سمعته يذكر من ذلك في ذلك شيئا؟ قال: نعم، كان يأمرنا إذا كنا سفرا أو مسافرين ألا ننزع خفافنا 3 أيام ولياليهن إلا من جنابة، لكن من غائط وبول ونوم. فقلت: هل سمعته يذكر في الهواء شيئا؟ قال: نعم، كنا مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في سفر، فبينا نحن عنده إذ ناداه أعرابي بصوت له جهوري: يا محمد. فأجابه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نحو من صوته: هاء. فقلت له: ويحك، أغضب من صوتك، فإنك عند النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وقد نهيت عن هذا. فقال: والله لا أغضب. قال الأعرابي: المرء يحب القوم ولما يلحق بهم. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: المرء مع من أحب يوم القيامة. فما زال يحدثنا حتى ذكر بابا من المغرب مسيرته، مسيرة عرضه أو يسير الراكب في عرضه 40 أو 70 عاما. قال سفيان أحد الرواة: قبل الشام خلقه الله تعالى يوم خلق السماوات والأرض مفتوحا للتوبة لا يغلق حتى تطلع الشمس منه. رواه الترمذي. زيد بن حبيش is the name of a tabi'i. It's mentioned about him that he lived to the age of 120. He passed away in the 80th year of Hijrah. He came to a Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam by the name of Safwan bin Asal, and he said that I have come to ask you about masah, which is passing the wet hand over the leather socks. That is, what is the masail relating to that? So when he came to Safwan bin Asal, the Sahabi asked him that, what brought you to me, O Zir? He said, I have come to seek or acquire the knowledge of Deen. So the Sahabi responded and he said that, verily the angels have spread their wings out for the one who acquires the knowledge of Deen, in to denote their pleasure over what he is doing. From this we see the virtue of acquiring the knowledge of Deen. The angels spreading their wings out, ulama explained 2 meanings with regards to this. One is that the malaika of Allah Ta'ala assist a person who treads the path of knowledge. The angels will assist him in his goal. And the second is that the honor that is accorded to a person who acquires the knowledge of Deen, that the angels spread their wings out for him. One important point to note here is that normally when we hear these virtues of acquiring the knowledge of Deen, we tend to limit them or regard them to be exclusively to those who are in a madrasa or those who have devoted few years for the knowledge of Deen. Here this person comes to ask one question, one masla, and yet the Sahabi mentions the same reward for him. So from this we learn that any person, as long as he has the shauk and inclination to acquire the knowledge of Deen, is asking questions all the time, seeking to increase his knowledge, the same reward applies to him also. Nevertheless, Zir bin Hubayj says to Safwan bin Asal, that a doubt has entered my heart with regards to passing the wet hand over the khuf, that is the leather socks, after urinating or after defecating. And you are a person who is from the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So I have come to ask you specifically, did you hear Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioning anything about this? So the Sahabi responded that yes, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would order us then when we were on journey, that we should not remove our khuf, that is our leather socks, for 3 days or 3 nights, except from janabat. Janabat, that is where a person requires a farz ghusl. However, if we urinated or defecated or slept, there was no problem with that. We could continue with masah over our khufain, over our socks. So from this we learn the masail. Obviously we're not going to go into the detail that when a person is on a journey, he is allowed to keep the he's allowed to keep the socks on for 3 days and 3 nights, and if he's not on a journey, then ulama say for 1 day and 1 night. Thereafter, he asks him another question. He says that, have you heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioning anything about love? He said, yes. We were with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on one journey, and a Bedouin came and he shouted in a very loud voice. And he said, oh Muhammad. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded to him in a similar vein and said, I am here. So I said to him that, what is wrong with you? Lower your voice. Verily you are in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we have been prohibited from speaking in such a manner in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This Bedouin, obviously being of a nomadic background, not having any culture, he responded, Allah's qasam, I won't lower my voice. Before we continue with the question that this Bedouin asks, there are certain lessons that we can learn from this. One is the tolerance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He could have taken exception from the manner in which this person addressed him, but Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was tolerant, he was kind. In fact, he brought himself down to the level of that person. He responded how that person responded. He shouted, so Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shouted back at him, I'm here, what is it that you want? Also, we learn one important point that we learned, which from the section that just passed, is that is the way he addressed him. He says, I have a question, and you are a companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so I'm asking you this question. Very, very important, when we want to acquire the knowledge of deen, we have to ask people that are qualified. Don't ask people that are not qualified, because obviously we'll not get the correct information. So this Bedouin approached Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam like this, and what was his question? He said, there is a person who loves some people, but he hasn't yet met them, he hasn't yet reached them. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you will be with whomsoever you love on the day of judgment. So he carried on, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam carried on talking to us until he mentioned a door in the east. The width of it, or a rider will ride in it for 40 or 70 years. Sufyan, who is one of the narrator of the hadith, says that this door is in the direction of Syria. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created it the day he created the heavens and the earth. It is open for tawbah and it will never close until the sun rises from it, that is, the sun rises from the west. So this last section is the reason Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has mentioned this hadith under the chapter Babu Tawbah, the door, the chapter of Allah Ta'ala's repentance, that Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness, that as long until the sun rises from the west, or until this door, which Allah knows best where it is located, the narrator says somewhere towards Syria, 70 years is the width of it, Allah created it. When he created the heavens and the earth, this is the door of Tawbah. This door is so wide that a rider will take 70 years to cover the width of it. It will remain open right up till the sun rises from the west. That is, the door of repentance will always remain open. One important point, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told this Bedouin that a person will be with whom he loves on the day of judgment. So it is very, very important for us to inculcate within ourselves the love for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we inculcate the love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this is Basharat, it is glad tidings, Allah will raise you with whom you love. Anas radiallahu ta'ala says, after Iman, this was the greatest glad tidings that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave for us. Because he said, I love Allah, I love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I love Abu Bakr and I love Umar. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us that you will be with whom you love. So I hope Allah raises me with them, even though I don't have the amal that they were able to do. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq.